A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model for all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
The word of the Lord, just proclaimed in the gospel, has reminded us that all of divine law is summed up in love. At the time of Jesus, the rabbis had made the list of laws contained in the Bible. The Ten Commandments were developed into 613 laws, 365 prohibitions, and 248 were actions to be carried out. So the entire Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments, turned out to be complicated and confusing. That's why at one time Jesus spoke of the burdens that were unendurable, the heavy yokes that oppress and weary his people. Remember when he invited his disciples that, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavily burdened, for I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These commandments, established and developed by the Pharisees, were like a heavy yoke upon the people of God. So Jesus wanted to give the explanation which could make these commandments easy to follow and lighten their burden. These religious leaders of Israel taught that the 613 commandments were all of the same importance and were all equally binding. But there was a disagreement as to which was the greatest. It was the common opinion that the precept about the Sabbath was more important than all the others put together. But some rabbis taught that the first was love of God and love of neighbor, as quoted in the book of Deuteronomy. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and so on. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So the question with which the Pharisee addressed Jesus in the gospel today had this background. There was still a confusion. So this man asked, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Although the motive of the questioner was to test Jesus, the question itself was fundamental. So Jesus answered by repeating what is stated in the book of Deuteronomy. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Basically, Jesus did not state anything new. That's why he said, "I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." He only gave the correct interpretation of this law. So these two commandments form one virtue. For we cannot love God without loving our neighbor, and vice versa. The word neighbor in the Old Testament meant only the members of the people of Israel. Jesus instead wants love to be extended to all people. His disciples must do good even to their enemies. What is even more striking is that Jesus places on the same level the love of God and the love of people. We all know what it means to love another human person, but loving God might be a little difficult to grasp. This commandment was taken to mean give God what is his due. For example, time for celebration on Sundays, like we are doing right now, giving time to prayer in the morning and in the evening. As you get to work, rise up your mind to God and ask God to help you succeed in your work on that day. Then don't miss out other forms of devotion, such as the rosary, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, benediction, and other liturgical celebrations. The Jews went a further milestone in demonstrating their love to God by offering sacrifices to him, by making donations to the poor, the widows and orphans. This is what we do. Although these deeds pertain to the love of neighbor, but they inseparably pertain to the love of God. If you treat a child with kindness and compassion, the parents will be happy. If you harm a child in any way, the parents will equally share the pain. This applies to God, following the way we behave toward our brothers and sisters, fellow human beings, created in the image and likeness of God. If you cause pain and suffering to someone, God shares the pain. Likewise, when you make someone happy, God partakes in that happiness. This is what we heard in the first reading. For God is our Father, and we are our brothers and sisters. This is what we always say in the prayer of our Father. Even Jesus himself commented on this when he said, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, you do unto me." We always sing this, that beautiful song. "Whatsoever you do," and so on. "When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink," and so on. So it is very important that we see in each and every human person the image of God, and that reality should drive us to be good to every person. So there is no way we can claim to love God without being good to other people around us. That's why Jesus joins the two commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. They are inseparable. St. John is even clearer on this when he says, "Those who say, 'I love God,' and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also." This is St. John telling us. However, this is easier said than done. To love our neighbor as ourselves, more so to love our enemies, those who offend us or those who hate us, is a very difficult endeavor. But nothing is impossible with the grace of God. Jesus himself gave us a profound example on the cross when he forgave those who were killing him. Saint Stephen, the protomartyr, did the same by forgiving those who were stoning him to death. He pronounced the same words which were spoken by our Lord on the cross: "My God, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And so many other saints have done the same. So it is possible for us too. May our Lord Jesus give us this special grace, the grace to extend our love to all, even those who do us harm, as he himself did. Amen.